Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We're going to talk about funerals. Do you make a big effort to go to them? Richie Kelly from RIP.ie spoke to Anton a little earlier.
When we get into funeral attendances, it's quite interesting. So the national average, we are a population that likes to go to funerals. So 5 in the last 12 months is the average across the country.
That's the average?
That's the average across the country.
People are going to a funeral every 2 months?
On average. But if we start in Dublin, it goes down to 3. The rest of Leinster is 4. If we go north, it's 5 in Ulster. West in Connacht at 6, but the funeral capital attendance of Ireland is Kerry, believe it or not, where they go to on average 10 funerals a year.
10 funerals. The survey was conducted to try and find out information about people's attitudes to funerals, and it was to mark the 20th anniversary of the bereavement notice website, RIP.ie. Graham Glesure is from the Glesure Funeral Home in Tralee in County Kerry. Graham, why do you think Kerry people make such an effort to go to so many funerals?
Afternoon, Andrea.
How are
you? I think that Kerry people feel, I think it's a kind of a sense of belonging. It's a sense of duty. It's a sense of the right thing to do. And it comes down really to respect. And it's the fact that if you hear that somebody's parent or sibling or uncle or aunt or grandparent or somebody that's close to them has died, you do feel immediately that I'd like to get my sympathy across to them in somehow or other. And obviously in recent years we have the wonderful help of RIP being able to do the online message there from anywhere around the world at any hour of the day and night, and that's a huge help. But still, attending has come back fully since COVID, and we have huge numbers attending funerals in Kerry.
But like, it's more than double some of the other areas when they talked about Ulster and across County Dublin and surrounding areas. It's significantly higher in Kerry.
It is, but I think that, to be honest, the cities in Ireland have gone a little bit like the English funerals in that the numbers are smaller. It's almost by invitation, and there's a different feeling. Whereas when you go to rural Ireland, you go outside the cities at all, there's a different feeling. People feel they should go, and whether it's awkward or difficult or far away, young, old, able, infirm, they will all make a huge effort. And Andrea, we could have thousands of people at going through the funeral home for a big funeral for a lot of people there. And even the smallest funeral will have a very good turnout of people turning up.
Do you know, it's funny. One of the things I've noticed, and I'm from County Donegal, Graham, funerals are so different in Dublin by comparison to at home. You know, and like the wake at home will always take place in the home house. I don't know that I have ever been to somebody's wake in County Donegal where it was in a funeral home. And yet in Dublin, I think maybe I've been to one wake that was in the person's home.
Well, yeah, it's just the way that the city situation works, is that you're from, let's call it the country, and similar to where I am,
yeah.
And it happens in a different way, and it's different numbers, it's different procedures. In the cities, obviously, between traffic, between people trying to get there, and busy, and work, and everything else, it just happens differently. And there's counties in Ireland that didn't have any funeral home at all until recent years, and everything happened in the home, or in the church, or even one time in the hospital mortuary. But the funeral home is a more comfortable set up facility for people, and it just suits big numbers much better for the family rather than handling it all at home. So in general that works for most people, but obviously in different parts of the country the tradition will dictate what happens.
Do you know, they also found in the survey, Graham, as well, that 90% of people believe that families should be allowed to deliver a eulogy. And we'd like to hear from people today. 1800 453 106 is the number where you stopped from maybe delivering a eulogy for one of your loved ones or family members. Does that happen, Graham?
Well, to be honest, again, that's very much depends on, as far as I know, the bishops around the country have their call in it. So where we are in County Kerry, we're very fortunate that our clergy encourage the family to come up and say their few words and thank. A lot of it is to thank the people involved, let's say the medical teams and the support and the palliative care people, maybe the pharmacist or a neighbour or somebody who's come. And it's a lot of it is to thank people and to give one or two little stories about the person themselves and just to give a little overview. It doesn't have to go on for too long, but we're very fortunate. And I know in a lot of Munster that the clergy are welcome the eulogy from the family and they don't discourage it. But that depends at different parts of the country. Different things happen, obviously, with churches and with how they're laid out and their facilities. And their a lot of it nowadays is how man, what manpower they have to run the place and to maintain it.
Mm. I know of some parishes, Graham, where the priest told members of the family that they weren't allowed. There was no eulogies in the church. You know, they could do
it's
short
very
thank
heartbreaking
yous.
When someone that is, when yeah. somebody really wants it. It's very, very tough. And I've had people from different parts of the country come in, like you say there, and that are very cross. And it just breeds. They get very cross to the church and the priest in question, and it does definitely upset them and take from it. But again, that's down to the local area, really, to the priest and the clergy involved.
Our own colleague, our own News Talk colleague, and proud Kerry man, Josh Crosby, is joining us here, Graham, in studio as well. Are you a funeral goer?
I would be. I can vouch for this survey now. Like I can remember growing up, even as kids in school, if someone, a friend of ours, if their grandparent had passed away, we'd go as friends as a group rather than with your families. You'd be talking at the end of school, or what time will I meet you at the funeral home? And I suppose for some young people nowadays, that could be sound a bit alien. But I don't think there's like an urban-rural divide with how well people respect the dead. It's just as we heard there, it's community, the belonging. In small towns, we all seem to know each other and there's personal connections there. You go back to someone in school, you might work with them, you might see them in the pub, and it's just, I suppose, smaller communities and that sense.
Everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
But so over the years, you would have travelled down or travelled home to go to your schoolmates, your friends, grandparents' funerals.
Yeah, oh yeah. And I've been at funerals where I didn't even know the name of the person who passed away until the
of
funeral.
Of granny or granddad.
Yeah, until the funeral, of course. You see the details on RIP.ie, but you're going purely to pay your respect to your friend and the person who you might know. And it might be a niece
that's
or
lovely.
A nephew of the person, but just that's like, and you see it at country funerals, the town comes out, there'll be guards of honour with the GA club, the rowing club, they line the street with black bands on their arms, the businesses would close as like at the cortege would do a lap of the town, black ribbons on the doors of the pubs. Yeah, it really, compared to, as you said, the city funerals you've been to, I suppose it's the whole process, the wake in the house. It's such
very
a,
different.
Yeah.
Text here from a listener, Josh, says the Kerry crowd are only going for the free sandwiches.
Well, there's certainly no shortage of triangle sandwiches, the funeral sandwich.
Yeah.
But even like the socialising at a wake, it's like when you go to socialise, generally you're in a good mood, you're upbeat, and generally that's what socialising is. But when at a wake, there's that sense of what else is happening in this room, but at the same time there's jokes being told, there's beverages being passed around. It's a strange feeling.
I think they give unbelievable closure to the family who have lost, you know, who've actually lost the loved one. Really interesting text from a listener here who says definitely no to eulogies. I think they're totally insincere. Praise the person before they die. We should go back to the tradition of a lovely, quiet, peaceful funeral mass, says this listener. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. Want to hear your views about that. Breed McGowan is with me. Breed is a funeral director and in Bammer in County Sligo. I'm sure there's large attendances there, Breed, too.
There are, and Andrew, I'd love to know, you know, did they come up to Sligo and Donegal with the survey toll?
You thought the figures would be higher, did you?
Oh, yeah. We've, like, sure, Donegal is massive as well, like, for attendance, and Sligo is massive. And I do find I see everyone in Sligo nearly at every funeral. Like, do you know, it's amazing. Like, it's that, it all comes back to the mehel, the old way of the whole community, like the guys were saying, the whole community coming together and helping the family out and showing their support. And just being present for them and knowing that they're not going through this alone. I think that's the key. And that's the whole thing about us and the way we do things, is that nobody does it alone. We all go together. We all go together to the church. We all go together to the home. Now, I will say the funeral homes that we have, so we've Foley and McGowan's, and we have a new crematorium and funeral home in Sligo as well. And like a lot of the time, the families love using the funeral home for the public side of it, because we have the place kind of designed for people flow and parking and everything.
Well, it takes huge pressure off the home house, doesn't it?
But what we can do then is we can bring them home, you know, for themselves.
Yeah.
So you get the best of both, really. So I know a lot of people are doing that so they don't have to deal with, you know, traffic on the small country roads and, you know, people coming through the house and everything, when they could, they do the public part in the funeral home, And then you can also, you know, have your loved one at home as well, in the comfort of your home with you.
The Irish average Irish person attends 5 funerals a year. We heard people in Kerry and County Limerick likely to go to nearly more than double that. Breathe, you say those figures are much higher in County Sligo as well. Like, I know, so what is it, the 26th of February? I've been to 2 funerals already this year at home in Donegal. So by
yeah,
those stats,
I don't know. Like, I really do think that there's a lot more attendance than that. And I would say that's across the board. I would say the figures are a lot higher than that. Because I definitely know there's a lot of people that I would see, not just the politicians, there's a lot of people, yeah, I would see coming to most of the funerals.
The funeral and circuit then, you nearly meet the same faces attending them all.
There's the professional keeners.
Yeah. What about the eulogies? Yeah. Because that last text from a listener who says definitely no to eulogies, they find them so insincere. Is there truth in that?
I think you need to break it down a bit, right? So eulogy, when someone goes up and, you know, speaks about their loved one, I think that's gorgeous. And it's actually so important for some people if that helps them in their grieving process. And to thank, like Graeme said as well, to thank the people who have helped them. But I think the reason why some places aren't allowing them is because maybe some inappropriate content might have been put in. And, you know, they felt it might have taken away from the mass. But I do think they should be allowed. But just said, you know, keep it PG. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think don't, you, like, some people can go on for a very, very long time. And I think that's a bit too much.
Less
as
is
well.
More. This texter says the eulogy.
So, yeah.
Yeah, this listener says the eulogy is my favourite part of the funeral mass. You get a real feel for the person. I think in Kerry we view the funeral as a celebration of the life of the deceased, with the obvious exception of perhaps maybe in a very tragic death or tragic circumstances. Content creator Padraig Wilson McCarthy is with me in studio. Padraig, you're Cork.
I'm Cork, yeah.
Yeah, do you travel home for many funerals?
I would travel home if I had one to go to, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Like, funerals would be a big thing now in my household, I would say. Do you know what? If you get a good funeral, it's arguably better than a wedding. And I mean that, right? Because I just think back to when I was younger, right? They were always an exciting time in my house because you meet people in the family that you probably wouldn't see from one end of the year to the other, be it distance or whatever other reason. And I used to look forward to my cousins coming over and that kind of thing. And the same thing actually happens now. Now, of course, under certain circumstances.
Yeah.
Particularly when it's an older person in the house, you know what I mean? Or in the family and stuff, and they pass away. And you kind of, you have that comfort. We do grief really well, I think, here, don't we?
Like, we couldn't think we get we, very
we
right.
Were, we do. And I think family members in particular are of those of the deceased get great comfort from people surrounding them. And like, in it's almost immediate as well in Ireland compared to other countries where it's like it's delayed, you know. But there's a couple of people down by me now in Cork, like, and they'd have a nickname like Follow the Box is one of them. I don't know,
really?
Josh, if you follow them. Yeah, because they show up. It doesn't matter who's being buried. They'll show up if it's in the locality. And they're known
whether
as...
Whether they know them or know any
they
know of the family.
And like, the thing about it is, like Josh said, you might know them at all.
Laugh,
but it's, but like, rural communities in particular, because my parents would be from West Cork. I'm from the city myself, but my parents would be from West Cork. So we'd spend a lot of time in West Cork during the summers, but also up and down to funerals like yo-yos, right? And it's that community thing. It's not showing up because you knew the person. It's because you're supporting the family and people around them as well. So I think that's a very important part of it as well.
Listener says it also helps the country funerals are often at the weekend. I find it easier to attend. This listener says, having moved to the West from Dublin, I couldn't get over the circus that is a country funeral. And a lot of people go to just be seen rather than genuine sympathy for the bereaved. Funerals during COVID were much nicer, according to Maria. This listener says there's some people who go to every single funeral, like you were saying, Padraig, annoying mourners. It puts me off going, even if I do happen to know the deceased. And this texter says, as a man said to me once after his own mother's funeral, there was lots there and lots that could have been there. How do you feel about eulogies?
Eulogies, no, I'd definitely be up for eulogies. I've given them myself, and I think they're a lovely way of sharing some kind of personal moments from the person who's deceased, who maybe other people in the church wouldn't have been aware of, and it shows a bit more of their character and their personality shine through. Now, look, I know, as we heard there, that sometimes it can, people might use language that wouldn't be appropriate for a church as such, but I suppose then again, those people are going back to, I suppose, what that person loved in life.
Ocean FM presenter Claire Ronan is with me here on the line as well. Claire, you're County Sligo. Would you describe yourself as a funeral attendee?
Yes, I would, as much as I physically can. But interestingly, I moved from Sligo, or from Dublin to Sligo, and the funeral, the difference between the country funeral and the Dublin funeral, to me, is very obvious now. You know, for my friends in Dublin or even relations, it's more I would only go if I really knew the person very well, whereas I feel very much part of the community in Sligo, and as much as I possibly could, I would definitely go to a funeral, and I would go to a lot more than five a year.
Yeah. What sticks out to you is the difference, Claire?
I think, being honest, that when my own father died, and I had been brought up in the same area in Dublin, and some of the neighbours came, but a lot of them didn't come. They were new people. You know, it's an older area, so the houses had changed hands. I remember thinking it was a little sad when we drove down the road and somebody was out mowing their lawn. They didn't know us, you know.
I think
in the country. Yeah, no, it's, and I mean, that is a place where I lived for 20-something years until I got married. Whereas in Sligo, you'd know most of the people. Well, you certainly know everyone in your village. And we're all still connected to the parish. Like, for example, our local church now has closed for renovations and the pews could be collected yesterday and everyone was talking about it the other day at coffee, you know. We're still very connected with the parish and the graveyard and a sports club or the school. So if somebody dies, you'd know somebody belonging to them, you know, in the generation. And as Josh said earlier, you know, say somebody who's travelling for a funeral, my kids would come home for a granny or a granddad. Listening to the eulogy may be the only way they get to know the person or a little bit about the life they lived, you know. So I think the funerals in the country are more of a community, more of a supportive situation than a lot of times in Dublin. It doesn't mean to say that the person is loved less, but people feel it's more private. That's just my my reading of
it. No, I totally agree with you. I'm a firm believer in the funeral eulogy, and I think it's awful when you hear situations where families are told that they can't or shouldn't deliver them. Listeners got in touch to say the Irish are just so unique. We cry at weddings and we laugh at funerals. Another listener says, we have an uncle, we call him the Grim Reaper because he goes to every single funeral in the catchment area. And this texter says, I always feel with country funerals that they're quite fake. They always say it's a community, but I truly believe it's a fear of missing out. Country people like to think that they get on with everybody. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That is, of course, Graeme Glesher there from the Glesher Funeral Home in Tralee. Our own Josh Crosby, Padraig Wilson-McCarthy, Claire Ronan and Breathe McGowan, who's a funeral director in Embalmer. Thanks so much, folks, for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.